Didn't I say that what?
It's a tone-setting slurp, that is, isn't it? Our best, and welcome to the Dunnet Outward Podcast, Season 5, Episode 14, this week sponsored by The Oregano Project, RIP.
Is it gone?
It's gone. I've just been informed in the last hour. It is no more.
Sad day. It hasn't closed in the last hour. It's been closed a few months.
Oh, has it? Oh, so like obviously we'd obviously...
Finger on the pulse.
We'd miss it on a Tuesday anyway, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it was never open on a Tuesday. That's why they're shut. Yeah. Think if they'd have been open on a Tuesday, they'd have done a fucking roaring trade every week, wouldn't they?
It's not like people are like, you know, relate Tuesdays to pizzas in any way, is it? It's not like anybody does anything with pizzas on Tuesdays or anything.
No pizza maker does that, do that.
It was just a really bad project. Anyway, joining me as always, a man delighted that there's a full Monty TV series coming out. Currently disgraced former producer Toby Sharon. A man walks into a bar and pauses a podcast. Yes, that's right. It's producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tasty, limited edition.
Ooh,
and the inflexible Rob Biles.
What up, fuckers?
How's it going?
All right.
Has anyone had a Spicy Big Tasty yet?
No.
I have. I can't remember what it was like, though.
The McSpicy was fucking disappointing. So I'm going to assume that the Spicy Big Tasty's disappointing.
Done a silly a good thing.
Where's that Frank's? We could pour some on Nick now and try it.
After you.
What the fuck's going on?
I've heard Nick's comes like hot sauce.
Frank, what, Frank's?
The first time Frank's rubbed all over him.
Frank's and beans!
So as you can tell from the start, as I fumbled my way through the introduction, we're obviously set up to read the news in a really efficient way this week after a couple of weeks off. So shall we see what we've got?
Let's go. Consensus is going to be a theme this week. With ITV's new game show, The 1% Club, pulling in huge ratings, French viewers have been left confused why the return of Lee Mack isn't being sung by Mark Morrison. Good.
Doctors confirm that when your pupils are the last part of your body to stop working, Dr. Ange Puff off CBBC said, yeah, fam, they dilate.
Fair play, Kev, you butchered that.
Crucially, the last two words of line one were... Demi Bennett, born 11th of October 1996, is an Australian professional wrestler. She is signed to WWE, where she performs on the Raw brand, having been drafted as the incumbent SmackDown Women's Champion under the ring name of Rhea Ripley.
Ooh.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Road worker fired for stealing on the job. His boss visited him at home and confirmed the signs are all there.
That's how I get gardening leave. Yeah. More on that later. Man who lost his taste in 2020 due to COVID has finally got it back and is now wanking to things he likes again.
Sad Snail tells Cabbage Monthly that since he's lost his shell, he feels sluggish.
Oh, Coca-Cola boss tells world he doesn't have to move when he changes a light bulb as the world revolves around him.
More on that later. Maybe.
He's moved on from wanting to teach the world to sing.
Man whose calculator stopped working says he can no longer count on it.
Ant McPartlin is once again in trouble with the highway police for not clearing his windscreen when driving. Geordie accents? Oh, is that a cue?
That's a direction.
Stage direction.
Exit stage left, like?
It's either a stage direction or they didn't get a Neil to spell his name.
I read that by law you must turn your own headlines on when it's raining in Sweden. How am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
Fuck's sake. TV doctor and Scoffslater, Dr. Ranj Puff, confirmed this week that what has happened to Philip Schofield is Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and that's not to be confused with Cole's Law, which Which is what Alison Hammond has a kilo of on a 38 lunchtime jacket potatoes. Fucking hell.
Excellent. That is excellent.
A woman who rang the police following a burglary was left disappointed to learn that Stuart Copeland wasn't interested in hearing about it.
Steve Bull confirmed that he had a great childhood this week. Talking to Headers and Volleys magazine, Brummy accent. My dad tried to rob me down the hill in old tiles. They were good years.
Pensioner at ATM pushed to the ground by Mick Hucknall after telling him she had an outstanding balance.
What was she doing ass to mouth with Mick Hucknall?
Patches announced as the newest member of the Scare and Hounds canine stunt team. His owner said he had to jump through hoops to get it.
Spazzy animal lover Chris Packham has now passed all of his veterinary exams and has recorded one of the fastest ever insect surgeries. I did it on the fly, he spluttered to Who Gives a Fuck magazine.
Struggling origami business has folded.
Oregano business.
It's all linked.
Probability and outcomes expert Connotation has predicted that King Charles will abdicate the throne by way of death within the next 20 years.
Owner of the world's most punchable face, Stephen Mulhern, has confirmed that there's only one thing he can't deal with, and that's a deck of cards glued together.
Local man who shoved an 18-inch stuffed crust up his backside admits he doesn't really know what pizzeria means.
An unnamed former Arsenal striker has described to his agent how he has a lack of spirit, enthusiasm, or satisfaction. Amidst plenty of speculation, Thierry Henry has confirmed that it's not him and he still has the va-va-voom.
After hearing of kidnapping in Hyde Park, Philip Schofield turned up with an alarm cock and a cup of coffee.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
There's levels to this one. Clammy minged Essex simpleton Gemma Collins this week told press she'd sold a vacuum cleaner as it was just gathering dust.
Phil Bonnet has updated his online dating profile to clarify that even though his cock is only 2 inches, it does smell like the foot. Disgusting!
All right, come on then, Kev.
Oh, is Thomas Brolin in there? Or is that a bit too late?
He's already gone by this point. He's almost definitely gone.
Bonjour. What about Tony Yeboah?
Tony Yeboah will be in there, I reckon.
I don't know.
Or is that a little bit late for him?
What about Tony Adams?
Just talk amongst yourselves. We're just looking at the 2001-2002 official PFA footballer fact file.
As purchased for 50p from the studio's book sale.
It was downstairs.
Yeah, there is no Tony Yeboah.
Oh, shame.
Ooh, what about David Unsworth?
Ooh. Not too far to go from Y either. David Unsworth.
David Gerald.
Gerald.
Born Chorley, 16th of October, 1973. Height 6'1". Weight 14 stone 2 pounds. Club honours, FA Cup 95. Community Shield 1995. International honours, England 1 cap, under 21 6 caps, and youth.
No honour in that.
David came through a dip of form at Everton in the early part of 2000 to 2001 season to re-establish himself as one of the most popular players at the club. Having shown strength of character to resolve coming through the period, he ended the season with a flourish, scoring 4 goals and a decisive 6-match spell. His usual dead-eyed accuracy from the penalty spot was marred by the last day miss against Sunderland, but typically he refused to let this affect his concentration and picked up a Man of the Match award at the end of the game. Happiest on the left of a 3-man defensive formation, he was largely employed at left wing-back throughout the season, where he acquitted himself diligently and enthusiastically. Everton, from trainee on the 25th of June 1992, Football and Premier League, 108 games plus 8 substitute appearances with 11 goals. Football League Cup, 5 appearances plus 2 substitute. FA Cup, 7 appearances. Others, 4/1. West Ham U, £1 million plus on 18th of August 1997. Premier League, 32 appearances, 2 goals. Football League Cup, 5 appearances. FA Cup, 4 appearances. Aston Villa, £3 million on 28th of July 1998.
It's getting better.
Everton, £3 million on 22nd of April 1998. Premier League, 82 appearances plus 4 substitute appearances with 12 goals. Football League Championship, 6 appearances. FA Cup, 9 appearances slash 4. I'm assuming that's slash 4 goals.
Yeah, so now you know.
So now we know.
So was he, did you say he was 14, 15 stone? 14 stone,
14 stone 2 yeah. ounces.
He was definitely heavier than that when I saw him at an Aston Villa League Cup game against Wigan where he's knocking back stout. He was getting fucking tanked. And also, as well, it mentioned there is his dip in form. So he recovered. I think the dip in form was 97 to 99. It's fucking horrible. He was honking against Liverpool in the derbies. But yeah, there we are. Another one of them next week.
Fabulous.
That'll keep him coming back.
So you can't say we don't recycle on the podcast. We've got another outing of the Goodman Files, but we've made it topical this week with a famous, without naming him, I think it's fair not to name him at this point, but a famous male ITV This Morning presenter who
allegedly.
May no, he was a This Morning presenter, and he used to knock about in the broom cupboard. There's nothing alleged about that. That's what he did for a living.
He had his hand up a gopher for 3 or 4 years.
And he was cock up a teenager for a few more.
Allegedly.
He wasn't a teenager when he put his cock up him.
No, he stated that.
No, he was in his 50s.
So this is the paedophiles. So we're... What started off as an innocent little joke on a Facebook page turned into quite a stream of messages early morning Saturday 2 weeks ago.
3 a.m. Alarm clock, was it, Kev?
The old 3 a.m. alarm clock was set. You know me, rise and grind. I think I got up with a bit of heartburn or something, actually. I think I'd gone to bed at 7 or 8 after a big curry and then got up at 3 and thought, oh, I need a piss and a Gaviscon here. So
the piss is mandatory. We're all north of 30.
You might as well at that point, and even if you don't need it, because it'll save you one at R5 or something.
Never pass a water closet.
And just on the subject of Gaviscon, this guy's also had plenty of viscous liquid in his
down his gullet.
Yeah, so I dropped a message on. I think it must have been like the Daily Star or something. You know, get these promoted articles. So. It was an article saying that the BBC were interested in taking Philip Schofield on a long-term contract after being dismissed by This Morning. I just went with a nice Phil will fix it post. You know, nothing.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, just a bit of fun. Just a bit of light-hearted.
It's about our good friend Barnett, yeah?
Well, that's it, yeah. The guy's presumed I meant the target of the article. But then I woke up at 3 a.m, had a quick look, so I had some notifications. I thought, what's all this about? I don't normally get anything this time of night. Are the Russians trying to hack me again? I thought, no. So a guy called John Dillon had popped up. But for the purposes of this, for litigative reasons, what we're going to call him?
Don
Gillen.
Yeah. Don Gildo, that'll do.
He's got a nice beard and a nice cap. He looks a little bit like the Unabomber.
He looks like the Unabomber meets fucking Carl Pilkington.
So, he basically asked, he challenged me, and feel free to scroll amongst these screenshots here. There's some more relevant than others. Firstly, I was trying to work out if it was a genuine profile. First of all, I thought it was the guy from The Walking Dead, and he didn't like that. So I did a little pic collage for him because I don't think he understood the reference.
He didn't like that.
He did not like that, not one bit.
He's like, I at least thought I was going to get Henry Jones Sr.
So that was the comment there. Phil will Fiddle Jigsit, because I just did a bit of a twist of words. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the screenshot of his reply because he blocked me quite quickly on that account.
No, I could find that.
You probably, yeah, probably still there, mate. It's probably there. Although this could be it, to be fair. I can't remember what it was. It was early in the morning. Phil's anon to pass it on. And then this... oh, no, we've already got... We'll come to that later.
Come back to that.
This is in no particular order, to be fair. So I just did a bit of, you know, I thought this is a great bit of content. We can do some research here on this gentleman, see what he's all about. Is it a real profile? So we had a look at his about. He's not lived any places. That set off alarm bells because people do live in places. he's not worked anywhere, which is always bad. And he's not lived anywhere. Stands he's got no chance, education. Not quite sure. But he does like 15 books, so he is educated. I then had a look to see if that was a book called 15 Books or a little bit like The Table Downstairs, just 15 books that he likes. And he's just too lazy to find all 15 pages.
Like 16.
And if I find a 16th book, I have to get rid of one of these and forget everything I ever knew about it.
Before he blocked me, I wanted to clarify if he'd ever seen the film 13 Ghosts, but I think he'd have probably just named Casper and then told me to fuck off. So yeah, there was some back and forth, we'll say that, and I'll go into that shortly. We had a look more at some of his likes. So he likes JD Sports, John Candy, and Killarney National Park. There's a few alarm bells going off at this point because it just seemed a bit sporadic.
I do like that he's a fan of Isambard Kingdom Brunel, which...
Big Bridge fan.
Yeah.
Bridge! That's such an in-joke.
as a man who wasn't educated, though, he does like the more finer things in life. He's got the Louvre Museum, the Michelangelo Gallery.
That's not the Louvre Museum. That's like a... Lude. That's like a really aerated dessert. The Mousse de Louvre.
The Van Gogh Museum.
I've been to the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. It's very good.
Never trust someone...
Never trust someone. And he's obviously a fan of the theme tune of Friends there, with Rembrandt reference. I then did a little bit of research into like his photos to see, you know, because sometimes photos give you a good clue as to who somebody is. This is his stock image, just looking off into the distance. Very artistic.
With a cap. It's always got a cap on.
It's Dan Rudd's cap, isn't it?
Yeah, he loves, the caps. Is this Dan Rudd?
The only other person I've seen wearing a cap like that was Thomas Mayer before he murdered an MP.
Fucking hell. my word.
So I went into his photos. I think he must have either had stuff set to private or he doesn't put much on here. This kind of sets some alarm bells off where he's just got a picture of Karen Carpenter in an album called Untitled with one item in it.
None of their albums were Untitled either.
Maybe she was working on a new project with Don Gillen.
She could have been involved in this Luke, where it says photo rights Jimmy Kelly. So, Jill, you've nicked that... photo, so before you litigate anybody, I would lawyer up in case Jimmy Kelly sees it.
Gone down the route of investigating who Jimmy Kelly is, or is that another feature for another time?
Next time.
That could be another feature. We'll start at the former Buffalo Bills quarterback and go from there and see who we can find. He's got the old classic Anna Kournikova photo here of like the gay guy, which, you know, probably one of the first memes. Microsoft Paint by me, so I warm to him here because I do like Microsoft
gimmick infringement.
But then I also thought, well, if you like drawing and stuff, there's a little section called John's Cartoons, which I don't know why, because his name's Jill. But John's Cartoons here, he's got, you know...
They're not his cartoons, are they?
They're really bad interpretations of copyrighted material.
Disney, Hanna-Barbera and the like.
Yeah, there's a bit of a Downs Winnie the Pooh here as well. Popeye looks like he's had a stroke, but then I remembered that's kind of what Popeye, he looks like all
Popeye,
the time.
Yeah, that's Popeye's thing.
Bugs has just jumped out on somebody there.
That's not Bugs. He's managed to bypass any copyright infringement there.
You can't just change more than 5% of the image.
Bugs Bonnie.
John, yeah.
Jill Dillon or whatever your name was.
Yeah.
Bugs Bonnie.
So yeah, I did a bit of reading. I thought, is this a guy just trying to troll me just to try and get a reaction, or is this genuinely a person? Again, more photos of places he's been. They all look very much like Google images.
They are. 100%.
And I thought, and there's three different coloured benches, which I thought you haven't taken.
Not evenly spaced.
Not even
that's
like,
bothering
you know,
me.
Yeah.
Ukraine colour coding.
So
that's the thing, isn't it? This guy's a fraud. Why has he got Maddie McCann on there?
And then I thought, well, let's see if we can analyse him. So he's got a picture of like...
I mean that.
a
because
monkey.
The wind, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Is that a monkey?
Around a place in Ireland. He seems to have lots in Yorkshire and Ireland. Rip and it. Then pics from the mum's 80th as well, on there as well, which...
Scroll back down on that one.
Kev, were you just talking to yourself?
There's a very evil-looking guy just over her right shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be him.
When this picture's used for the Shannon Matthews story that's attached to this poor girl, he's number one suspect.
Yeah.
And that might well be Jill Dildo or whatever his name was.
Jill Dildo.
Nick raises a good point here because...
Is this like Inception?
As somebody who creates profiles similar to this, I was thinking...
Allegedly.
Is this real or not?
It's got all the hallmarks.
So what I did is, obviously I've been blocked on my main profile, so I took to one of my reserve profiles, shall we call it.
Love a backup.
Here's a picture from the Arc de Triomphe taken in 2012. Obviously, I think he's...
fucking hell, it's not that high up, the cunt. That's not from the Arc de Triomphe.
Again, this is why I flagged it to you boys, because I thought we could investigate this together. So, and then there's just a picture of a boy here, which is a bit concerning. Thomas enjoying the fair in Spain. Not quite sure about that one.
That's a screen grab from a child grab.
Oh my God.
Someone's made a video of him kidnapping that fella, Thomas.
Blink if you are being held under duress.
Giving us one of them closed fists. Warnings.
Well, this all ties in nicely because it does make me think that this might be like one of these closet paedophile accounts.
he's just kind of hiding behind
Yeah, hiding behind their keyboards, so I can't ruin their holiday. So I slid into his messages and I called him a non-sympathiser. So I've
strong opener.
So I thought I'd just get in there strong, you know, tell him how it is. He goes, except that you have zero fucking evidence that he's a nonce, right?
Accept or accept?
So he's put accept.
Okay.
In that case. I've put, why are you so invested, babes? Feels like you might be involved in all this, yeah? And he's put, invested. Matey, you're the one sending messages to strangers at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. He is true, though. I was sending messages to him. So I've got no fault.
Oh, he's
there.
Got you there, Kev.
But I'm more invested in trying to find him out. Yeah, he did have me banged to rights. But then I scroll down the actual Daily Mail or Star article, whatever it was on, and he's replied like this to everybody in this article. So, like, he's just pulling up everybody's, like, name one reason why this guy, Philip Schofield, should be, who he hasn't been named. We haven't named him.
Pip.
To
avoid any litigation, we'll call him Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Rainbow dream coat.
Aribo coat. I've put, like, you're replying to tens of people asking them to provide evidence and you're also contacting strangers at 3 a.m. There used to be pedo hunters to catch people like you. Whatever happened to Stinson Hunter?
Stinson,
do you remember
Hunter,
him?
He popped just up.
He went on this morning, didn't he?
He did. And he then put a video up last week of how he made Phil, unnamed person, redacted, uncomfortable with his... With his responses. It was very telling. There was a lot of slow down, he's a nonce sort of bits on the video. It was shit. I reckon he's a batty toucher as well.
Oh, he's absolutely, yeah. Allegedly. Not even alleged, just suspectedly. He's gaslighting.
So I tried to call him out here. I tried to say, you're clearly somebody pretending to be someone you're not. It's, you know, a bit sad in 2023 to be trying to troll people on a Daily Star article. But trying to take the high ground, knowing full well I'd be doing the opposite normally. And he's put, I was born in 1965, but whatever, dude. Red flag.
Dude.
You're born in 65 and you're calling people dude on the internet.
Whatever, son.
So this is where I kind of like, this is kind of where I think I turned the heat up on him and got him to sort of like show his hand a bit. Can't wait to stick this on our podcast this week. You've given us some great content. Really appreciate the free content. And then he started going off again about what evidence I'd got. So we had a backwards and forwards about the fact that grooming doesn't have to be a two-way thing. It doesn't have to be like a two-way thing with grooming. So if somebody's grooming you and you accept it, it doesn't mean it's right. Mm. So because the one thing he said was... give me one shred of evidence. And then he's like, why do you suppose the lad never made allegations against him then if he was groomed? I'm like, well, he got him a job on like a TV show, probably meant let him live his dream. And then he put, so no, that's fine then, because he profited out of it. Well done to him. I'm like, no, that's grooming. I'm like, yeah, so I won't bore you with the rest. But basically, he said at the end, oh, about the podcast, fill your boots, pal, but any mention of my name and you'll be sued to fuck for libel, understand?
At least it was libel, because we are speaking this.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we're a clear non-sympathiser.
As I understand it, the reason that the victim, for want of a better phrase, is because of a gagging order, which is also the instruction that Phil used to give him.
Good work, Kev.
So, yeah, a little bit out of order. I've been on holiday, haven't I? I'm full-time from next week, though, so expect better content.
How many weeks till you start your new job?
3 weeks.
Good. We've got 3 weeks of prime 3 a.m. Kev Vaughan to look forward to. I can't wait.
Big night in.
So for the eagle-eared amongst you, this is clearly a movie quiz. So I was sent this earlier today, and I think it's right to utilise it on the podcast. So, gentlemen.
Who sent it to you? William Baskerville?
He did not. No, he's...
Is he a real person?
He is a real person. It's not his real name, but neither's John Dildo.
No, Don Gildo.
Shit!
John Dildo is his real name, and he's going to sue you for libel. Sue you to fuck.
More on that before.
He was a moron. Do your bit, Rob. Sorry.
No, it's okay, gentlemen. How are you with mental arithmetic?
Mental
Very
health.
Bad.
Get a pen and paper.
We've all got iPads. iPads. Courtesy of Shropshire.
Diggler's
IT.
Bar Cycle.
Blowers.
Get blowing.
Bibbit.
So, this is a movie quiz, but it's mathematical based.
Oh, fuck off, man.
And it's actually pretty intuitive.
Mm.
So the test will predict which one of 18 films listed is your favourite.
Where's the calculator?
Don't ask me how. Google. It just works. Well, it depends how you want to do your maths.
Dad's just been haunted by the dog that bummed him.
That must be mine. It's not yours.
I was hoping there was one of
him as well. Right. No. Was there no calculator app on these, fucking Dave?
Yeah, there isn't anymore. They took them off, didn't they?
Fucking jokes, man.
Can't count on Apple. It's official.
What's Ducksters? Oh, yeah. That was the dodgy rules quiz. Okay, what's the rules then, Rob?
Okay, so, first of all, you need to each pick a number. Keep it to yourself, though. Pick a number between 1 and 9.
Got one.
Okay.
Got one.
Told me no.
Got one.
Multiply that by 3.
Yep.
Okay. Add 3. And multiply by 3 again.
Got it.
And then you need to add the 2 digits together.
Okay.
Dan, could you refresh the Trello?
I don't need to. It's on there.
It's gone. Right. So, from the list then, boys. Dan, what do your 2 numbers add up to?
The joy of gay anal fisting with Phil Schofield.
Kev, what do your 2 digits?
Yeah, mine is the joy of gay anal fisting with Philip Schofield.
And Nicholas?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the real Hills Tetris Cop. Who shit at maths.
Big fan of Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cock. So that was the movie quiz.
Fucking hell.
There was a bunch of bumders.
Limited payoff to that.
All that fucking drop.
Nick spent 40 minutes doing that drop because he had writer's block.
That's all right, I get used again. We recycle.
Trigger of the week.
So time for some slating, boys. We've got 2 weeks' worth. Is there anything you want to slate this week?
I'm slating your former colleague, Ramesh.
Did you listen to that whole clip I sent you?
No.
Thank God for that. The first time was bad enough.
Yeah, when I saw it come through and it was fucking 37 minutes, I was like, and...
We've got it for posterity, though.
Yeah, we can play it as a podcast.
Yeah. One of the weeks we're off, just release that.
Fuck Kevin Vaughan!
once he's finally free of them, we can release that, I think.
Yeah.
Release the hounds.
Damn.
If anyone can...
Fuck off.
If anyone can count how many references we get in as well, we win a prize. I don't... We'll have to...
It was magical. It was magical.
Just pure talent, Kev.
Thank you very much.
Slating then, are we? Was that what we were saying?
Yep. Any slates this week?
Nope.
I thought of one earlier today and it's gone. I'm just very positive at the minute. There's nothing...
I'm going to slate the knockdown price co-op donut that we just ate. That was concrete.
I thought it was delicious.
Yeah, Nick's car windscreen thinks it broke it.
I'm going to slate our listeners. Controversial. But fuckers, it's £12. More on that later.
The donut, I have to say, officially, the donut went down well. And that's all I will say. Thanks to terminal velocity. I'm slating Tesla owners.
Oh.
I think I mentioned it earlier. There's like two types. They're either dumb or really pretentious. So I've joined one of the groups just to sort of get a vibe as to what they're like. And it's like, where do I plug it in? Or it's like, oh, like I love looking at other people on the road and knowing I'm so much better than them. It's like there's no middle ground with them. So like it's put me off even considering one now.
So you're out of the race for the Tesla?
Because that would be really good in a race.
It would, yeah.
Only over the first 100 metres. Then the internal combustion engine, will come to its own and beat over distance.
Only, I would say, over 237 miles it would.
Yeah,
cause
exactly.
Because Tesla would run out of juice.
I bet Sugar's got one, Annie.
But yeah, that's all I'm slating.
I'm also going to slate Tesla owners. But I'm also going to slate Vauxhall Insignias. Don't buy one. Don't let Dave get in your head. Don't do it. They even make them still. They surely don't make them still.
Yeah, they've like facelifted them in about 2018. I've learned lots about cars in the last couple of months.
Are you going to get a red one?
Definitely getting a red one. They're still the best. But the red ones have always got the best spec.
If you're going to get an Insignia, make sure it's an estate and then you can drive really aggressively and be mega racist.
So you're saying change nothing?
I don't want to go to the wrestling in Insignia, Kev. Just putting it out there. I'm going to get the train.
Fuck Tapori.
It's not worth it.
That'll be one to weigh up, wouldn't it? Train or Tapori? It's like one of those would you rather quizzes.
Deal or no deal.
Drive down in an Insignia and have a Tapori or go on the train and have a KFC.
Never a KFC. Botulism.
Got it though. If you're going on the train, it's all there is. It's all there is at
That's all there
Wembley
is.
Wembley train station. The famous Wembley train station. Direct line from the Midlands.
They do insurance as well. What's next?
Very positive. I think that's it. Is that all our slates?
Yeah. They'll probably come to me in another feature and then we'll just drop it back in.
Any rates?
Because we love an edit.
I'm rating Teslas. They're great cars. They're like a little computer on wheels.
Great
can't
cars,
fault
shitty
them.
Owners.
Yeah, the owners are the problem. Rating the cars.
You could change the owners one owner at a time though, couldn't you? Like, or are you just going to become a dumb cunt if you own one?
I might try and fill a jerry can full of electric and put it in the boot, just in case.
Just fucking buzzing its way around the back of the car.
Definitely get a metal one as well. But yeah.
I'm going to rate... I've got a couple, actually. So first of all, it's not a plug because I don't know if you can still get tickets, But I wanted to saw Penn and Teller on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
The Wolves Civic. I'm going to rate the Civic. The facelift's been very nice. And Penn
as
and
nice
Teller
as the Insignia.
Brilliant. Much better.
I might drive the Civic. Or a Civic.
Honda, yeah.
If you're going to get a Honda, get the Jazz with Dave's phone number on the back of it. Sorry, Honda
How's
Fit.
My driving?
A Honda Fit because it's Japan. Yeah. Japan.
Yes, Penn and Teller, absolutely brilliant. It's their first final tour.
Okay.
So, well worth getting on board.
You've seen two final tours since we last recorded.
I know, yeah. Well, it's the last time I've ever seen NoFX and the first time I've seen Penn and Teller. In,
first and last.
In, yeah. Well, no, it's only their first final tour. There may be more final tours, but they're getting on, so... and my other rate is Travis's sense of humour. So last night at bedtime, I was reading him a Thomas book, and there's the fat controller and the thin controller.
Just to be
and he was asking why there's two controllers on the island, and I say, oh, it's because it's quite a big island, the island of Sodor. He said, the island next to it's really small. They only have one fat controller, and I said, okay, what's his name? And he said... Dave Smith. And then fell about laughing himself like it was the best joke he's ever told.
The Diggler Island. Hi, Dave.
You can hit him next time you see him, Dave.
See you at Nick's wedding. Oh, no, he'll be on the stag before the wedding. And I've got it on good authority that Dave's going to go large at the stag.
He was on the tables at the last stag he was at.
He was on the tables in the beer keller, dancing.
Dear, oh dear,
fucking
oh dear.
Beer keller, famously Casey's brother.
And he got his brother in because he's a good carpenter and his tables
oh,
are
he
strong.
Might be in the book, hang on. Casey Keller, Leicester City. No caps for England. Because he was American, wasn't he?
Famously.
Better than David Unsworth, it probably just says. At left back.
He's no Marcus Hahnemann, though. Big metal head.
Or Hansagers.
Hansagers toys. Any joy?
I'll get back to you. No.
No.
No. Already gone.
He might have gone. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Any more plugs? Was this plugs or are we still on rates?
Rates.
It's all right, four beers.
Plugs is next.
I'm rating four beers, Dan. I've played some online games with him. He's a good laugh. He likes a bit of DMZ with four beers in him.
Not good at FIFA with any beers in me, so even worse with four.
Yeah, but at least you'll be like, oh, look, watch me do this roulette turn.
Watch me do this.
You just talk it. Talk him in.
Rob appreciated Drunk Me the other night, actually, in the car park after the NoFX gig.
Oh, it was brilliant. So for the first 10 minutes when we got in the car, Dan was full of beans, shouting out the window at people, asking, what car are you
always.
Looking for? And then they tell him, and he just say, good luck. And then 10 minutes later, he was fast asleep.
I've got two young kids. I'll take the sleep when I get it.
Yeah, very, very funny. People seem to appreciate the banter.
Yeah.
Until they'd had enough.
I also retired from mosh pit duties that weekend.
He did. He lasted the grand total of one song of Comeback Kid and came out looking like he'd done a full weekend festival.
Did get called a pit beast, though, so take that.
Is that because you like barbecue?
From no, the back of a Jeep.
He hangs around Silverstone with Alison Hammond.
I fucked some guy up in the pit. It was like when I broke Bill's shin. Hi, Bill, if you're listening. How's your shin?
He won't be listening.
I was on a podcast with Bill, actually. It was shit.
Much like this. Just yeah. Sam's Bill.
Same as this, but different people.
No, George?
No. Right, okay. Fuck you then.
Oh, George, you plug hole!
Time for some plugs. What are we plugging this week?
Red Stripe. Tuesday night, Red Stripes.
That's a premium lager.
premium Jamaican lager beer.
And ironically, it doesn't make you a jerk. Despite its Caribbean ties.
Jury's out.
I alluded to it earlier, but I'm going to plug our Just Giving page. Go back and listen to the previous episodes. I'm not going to give you the full address, but if you go to www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/donor-say-that-what and just give us £12, you cunts. Don't be tight.
Nick, stop recording.
I'm going to plug 8990 Studios for his very professional setup and his second anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That was also Nick's birthday.
And then your mum wished me a happy birthday.
The day late.
Bless her.
The day after my birthday is not my birthday, Mum. Any of us boys?
No.
No.
Spoiler alert with William Baskerville is on an indefinite hiatus. More news on that to follow. And did you like all do religious studies at school?
Yeah,
a little bit.
As was a proper fucking.
As was great. If you got to talk about the ethics of the national
lottery,
if you get to talk about the ethics of the national lottery, you'd get through an entire lesson without doing anything. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so you said a little bit, Kev. We're obviously very similar age. Yeah. I think I had about 30 lessons of it, maybe at school.
That's a lot.
Over 5 years of secondary school, like 6 lessons a year on average.
I dropped it after year 9.
Yeah, I remember like we had it up till year 9 and we did like about 50 lessons. And I remember like I'd been on a week off and we come back and they were writing about euthanasia. So I started writing about like Chinese children because that's all I was told verbally, euthanasia. And I'm like, why? What are we?
They're into like Pokemon and shit.
Like, yeah, like manga,
synthwave.
Like, no,
they wank off over tentacles.
Oh, that's so coarse. You've spoiled this bit now. It's disgusting. So yeah, I think I had about 30, and I think it was up till year 9 because I didn't take it as an option because I'm not a fucking dork. But yeah, if you want to relive the good, I think 30 is probably about the national average. So if you go to rexxx.com and you can relive some former glories,
click on it.
Rexxx sounds like something Nick and Kev share with each other in their own little group. Rexxx. Mm-hmm. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Tickle.
Très bien.
John Tickle.
Oh, I also did
John
tell
Dylan
my
Tickle.
Boss. I did tell my boss I've hidden a picture of John Tickle in the Teams page
Good
as
work.
Well, so he knows it's in there now. But they haven't found it.
They haven't found it.
He'll be snooping around only to be greeted
yeah.
by the picture looking back at him with a magnifying glass.
Inception.
Neil or no Neil time, boys. And it's no Neil, no Neil time.
Sorry,
the
Dan.
The league is still on hiatus. They had lifted the embargo. The Knob have reinstated it. Dan's dubious point is just pulled the whole Knob apart.
Rolled it back.
Foreskin in neutral.
They might have to roll it back.
Who's
oh, Jesus
oh,
Christ.
That's
going to come moist.
That I felt that myself. It was yeah. a haptic feedback.
Shockwave.
Our listeners are going to get a bit of that as well.
I hope so.
Sonic.
Oh. So just a rundown of the league table so people know where we stand. Nick's currently top of the table with no played and no points. I'm
smells
second
like Nick's
with
bottom.
No played and no points. Dan, one played and one still dubious point that's up for debate with the Knob. And Kev with one played and no points, thanks to his failure to spell from Neil at Shropshire Cunt. I'm getting more ballsy. He was trolling us this past week, wasn't he, Dan?
Yeah.
Dan followed a ground control van, and I had Ground Solutions opposite my house. But we're still here, motherfucker!
I think they're rallying the troops. Fortunately, Kev was in Penzance at the time, so he was safe. He was in an underground bunker.
Penzance is ironically what Snoop Dogg calls his underwear.
Oh,
amazing.
Thank you.
Is that it?
We got anything? We got any classifieds?
What's
no.
What's the image in there?
This one.
You're fucking looking at your dopey cunt.
Fucking open your eyes, what?
No, there's a. It says.
That's the image, you fucking daft cunt.
Been the same. That's this is the 49th time you've seen that.
I'm going with glasses on.
But yeah, you could see the small bit, but not the big.
I haven't got my glasses on.
Just a Will Smith rap for you there. I was bald.
Yeah! Bit of Lil Jon thrown in as well.
Lil Wayne.
Other Shy.
Time for some Other Shy then. First one back, gotta shake the ring rust off.
Shake the fucking chest infection off. I've still got 3 weeks later. Might be cancer. That advert taught me anything.
More on that later.
Maybe. So please give to our Just Giving to raise funds for Dan's chemo.
For Ruggies. Carry on. Right, I'm first up, and it's a picture of the Marshal of the Day, which was the young female marshal from the Monaco Grand Prix, and Pancho Palote says, is that Aston's mech sniffing at her shoulder? I mean, because I would been doing exactly the same if she'd given me consent, of course. Which, the bit in brackets, which is, if she'd given me a consent, of course, is absolutely not something he would be getting.
It does look like that guy's sniffing his shoulder, though.
It does. He probably is. He probably is much like of a fucking sex pest as Pancho Palote.
Those two guys, top left, looks like they're really into each other as well.
Yeah, they're about to embrace.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro kissing. That yeah, was like me and you with the Lady
and
in the Tramp.
And there's Ian Brown on the right.
Can't call him that anymore.
He's Ian, person of colour.
This next one's also me. And the caption from Dr. Greyfang, at Dr. Greyfang.
Keep it.
Yeah,
that's good one, that is.
The entire LinkedIn community, and it's an elephant who's sucking its own dick with its trunk.
It's such a weird culture on LinkedIn. It's like, oh, I'm so excited to start a new role with or whatever. And it's just...
I'm out of work. If anyone knows of any work, help me pay for my mortgage.
I
or
don't know
I'll
how to use Google
funder.
Jobs.
Cunt. This next one's also me, and this is on the Upper Road Facebook Mainly. Group.
65.
Has anyone seen this motorhome today, as it seems to have disappeared? This was on the 23rd of May. Someone said, has this been stolen from your drive? And she said, basically, it was no. The guy who shares the ownership with me has taken it without consent.
Twock. A good twocking.
So, yeah, she said... Has this been stolen from your drive? No, taken without permission. It is shared ownership. So that was a week ago, and then 2 days ago, the shared owner said, person redacted is mad. It belongs to me. She thinks it's hers. To which she replied, oh, really? I don't think a solicitor and proof I put my pension into that motorhome gives you the right to ownership. To which she also replied, if you continue with slander, maybe I should say what you are. To which he replied, you keep saying this, but you're full of it. Just go away. She said, I already have from you.
She said, I all read.
I all read have away from you. He said, for good? She said, for good, yes, enough is enough. He sent her a big thumbs up. This should have been the Upper Road files. Oh, I've wasted it, sorry.
That's brilliant.
It was the fact that there was a good 7 or 8 days between her posting that he'd taken
and
it.
And then him just giving
him
shit.
Like, yeah,
he's really
you.
Peeved her. So,
careful. Someone else on the group said, I saw the man who owns it filling it with fishing gear and going away. So he's had a fishing holiday. Fair play to the lad.
Nick's uncle.
So here we are with one of Apple's new emojis, which is a gentleman here with a bulge where his belly is.
Nick?
Slander, that is.
That was libel.
Libel.
Libel. And it weren't, that's fact.
Gary Mack here. Is he in the book? Oh, he is, isn't he?
We read him before.
So at Gary Mack 8, he can keep that because that might be his squad number. Rory Delap winding one up for a throw circa 2009. I can't read for fuck this week. Even more so than normal, 2009. Yeah, brilliant. It's a good one. Here we are. This is religion summed up in a nutshell. I am God's messenger. What is God's message? Give God's messenger money.
Yep.
Churches are one of the richest organisations in the world, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're non-taxable because, yeah.
I live within the church parish boundaries and I had to pay an insurance policy in case the church roof needs fixing. Fucking bullshit,
that would
man.
Be an ecumenical matter.
that would be an ecumenical matter.
Life imitating art. I really enjoyed this.
Is that Seamus?
It's a shameful thing.
Lobster head.
This looks like John Bobbitt as well at the same time.
So it's a... does anyone know the artist? Anyone famously know the artist who cut his ear off?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
He might have done, but do you know his name? Yeah, so the handles fell off a Van Gogh mug.
Brilliant.
Love it. Just remember, if you're barbecuing and ain't trying to have it turn into a barber book ache, don't bother inviting me. And there's a gentleman dressed as a hot dog with two gentlemen standing over him as a bottle of ketchup and mustard just squirting him up.
That's
all over in it.
Bizarre. I'm down.
A bit more copyright infringement this week we found straight out the trailer park.
Normal time, this one.
This was, yeah, 8 past 8.
Your battery's always at the exact same level, though, on these screen grabs.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just constantly hovering on empty. It's a bit like my life. Found this new grill at Walmart. They have hundreds of them, and it's a trolley with the bottom layer with the coal in, which I didn't think about for the Toyota Hilux. And then the top shelf has got the meat. The meat does look very dodgy, but...
Yeah, like fucking some roadkill in there, but it is a trailer park page, so...
Yeah,
yeah, it's every chance.
That could well be squirrel and possum.
I thought I'd seen every single wrestling photo that was on the internet, and then I found a picture of Goldust dressed up playing in a rec centre basketball against a kid. WYD, if Goldust pulls up to the rec centre...
Can we just talk about Goldust's fucking moose knuckle?
That's hell of a moose knuckle, Goldust.
It's like the McDonald's arch.
What was his...
Shattered Dreams.
Shattered Dreams. Fucking... He'd shatter them, that's for certain.
I'm troubled by the fact that Goldust, wearing his wrestling outfit, is the most practical of any of the sporting attire in this picture. There's a bloke in the background wearing a pink shirt and jeans with what look like just like work boots, and this dude dribbling is wearing just a t-shirt and jeans, but I cannot see what his footwear is.
He's fucking dribbling over that moose knuckle. Dong Dust. Phil's alter ego.
This is me, so this is very topical tonight, actually, and it's a pizza is basically a real-time pie chart of how much pizza is left. Very true.
I love that. So I didn't know whether to include this in the earlier section or here, so we've thrown it in other shite. So the question asked by B. Goody here...
Jade's brother.
Rip.
...is how come no one questioned Cheryl Cole? How come no... How no one questioned Cheryl Cole when she met Liam Payne at 14? If Philip Schofield didn't start relationship until Man was 18 or 19, then nothing wrong in that, even if met at 15.
Fucking hell.
I don't agree with his lies or cheating. However, we have to have a look at whole picture. And if it's questioned for a man, why not a woman? Just asking. So would anybody else here let Cheryl Cole nob them when they were 15?
Have you got any lollipops?
Just say yes, that's fine.
Well, we'd have been about the same age as her when she was 15, so it would have been all right. Yeah.
Just don't piss her off in a toilet. That's
we'd
the thing.
Be all right, because we're all white.
All white?
She doesn't like you if you're not white, if you're wrong.
She She's a reformed character. I saw her in a play. She was very good. Stunning.
That's just majestic.
This is just... All I'm going to talk about is art. We can hope,
yeah, this
can
goes
we put
on
that
socials.
In socials?
Yeah, I reckon we can. You can't see anything.
Just censor the nipples.
Yeah, I'll put some
put some bigger nipples on there. Just censor those.
Or more fireplaces.
Yeah, put fireplaces on there.
Fiery biscuits.
It does give a new meaning to a fanny like a ripped out fireplace, doesn't it?
It does.
It's done by Achilles.
No sign of a heel.
No, you can only see up a fucking float.
Flew.
Up a flu.
You can see right
oh
up her flu.
Me?
Jesus.
A picture of an absolutely horrendous looking woman. I think it's a woman. I don't actually know.
Non-gender specific.
So the caption reads, Dan.
Sorry, Nick.
Thank you. A roofer's nutsack after a 12-hour workday. Awful.
I'm just trying to find the name of the Falklands. Simon Weston.
Yeah, it looks like his nuts. God.
So we've got a tweet from Love Island here, at Love Island, delete it. Beautician Rushi, which I don't think is a real name, is bringing glam and big energy to the villa. Hashtag Love Island. Lewis CCFC.
One of his lot.
Yeah, keep that then. Odd signing by Unai Emery.
Good.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm assuming you've watched it to know that her name is pronounced Rushi, because I'd have gone Ruchi.
It might be.
Yeah, I think people do pass her on the left-hand side, so you probably are right. Having heard what that program's like.
Spunked off her left-hand side.
Former Miss Chef.
Miss Saigon.
Another religious one this week. God makes dinosaurs. Dinosaurs can't build churches. God, shotgun to the earth. Another installment of the Americans will use anything but the metric system. Asteroid the size of 422 Hulk Hogan's set to crash into Earth's orbit next month.
Brother!
Watch out, brother! He won't even job to the earth anymore.
Amazing.
I don't know why I keep getting Daily Star stuff pop up.
It's because you've interacted with it.
It's because you're fucking fueling the algorithm, man.
So me again. So this is someone pointed out that the animated Wolverine is simply two Batmans kissing, and now I can't unsee it.
It's true.
Open mouth as well. Passionate.
Sexy that is.
So Parson sent me this, and I said that's going in the podcast.
But then we're going to have to take it out.
Yeah, horn it. Horn this bit.
It's Chad Kroger as a lazy boy, and it just says, "This is how you recline me.
Look at this photograph."
That's what he does, isn't it? Every time.
Good.
It's Pride Month, so corporate companies change their logos, don't they, to incorporate the rainbow. So these are all evil companies from movies and video games.
Umbrella Corp, was that?
How many...
Resident Evil.
How many of these do we reckon we can get?
Okay.
So, UAC. Anyone know that Union Airspace? Anyone? Any ideas?
Starship Troopers?
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
Actually, yeah.
Nice.
Silver Shamrock is that, Halloween 3.
Oh, it's not the cake shop in Ireland that refused to do the gay wedding.
Skynet. Well, that's Terminator.
Yeah. OCP.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shinra Corporation. No,
not sure
on that one.
Rest and relaxation.
Evil.
Lex Corp. That rings a bell.
It's Superman, isn't it?
Superman. Oh, yeah. Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Body slamming people.
He was a heel.
InGen.
Now he can't stand on him. Is it InGen? InGen.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Injuns.
No idea with that one. Wayland Yutani Corp. Building better worlds. These are getting tough now.
Yeah, not sure there.
Mishima. Does anybody know? I know Abstergo is from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of the others. Mom's Friendly Robot.
Oh, that's Futurama.
Futurama, yeah.
Where's the company from Headhunter on the Dreamcast?
No, I don't know. I can't even think what that's
Is it
called.
Simon Weston?
Simon Weston's face. The face of Simon Weston.
And then this also popped up in my feed, being Pride Month. So it's from Muppets Christmas Carol, where Ebenezer Scrooge shouts out the window, "You there, boy, what day is it?" But he says, "You there, gay boy, what month is it?"
Amazing.
Me again. So it's a common mistake, but Frankenstein was actually the author. So it's a row of books where the author is listed at the top with the title of the book below it, apart from Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, which has been flipped
Frankenstein's
around.
Mary Shelley.
It was like, do you remember that those songs by Frankie and the Bloke where they did like a version, Eamon was it, and they did a song about each other?
Yeah, the diss rap.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's like a diss book by Frankenstein about Mary Shelley?
He doesn't
like
want to
my either, side of the story.
Yeah. some classified ads. I've missed a trick here, yeah? We've got a mole catcher, a frog juggler, chicken whisperer, a squirrel matador.
Olay.
And in the background, there's Jonathan Thurston.
1800, 800, Olay.
180, yeah. Brilliant.
Nice.
Well, there we go.
Good, great stuff.
Good shit. Good other shit.
I just looked and fortunately we are still recording.
Superb.
Way to produce this, Nick. You deserve a raise.
So if anybody's interested in having their podcast really sloppily produced,
get in touch.
Get on to hello@8990.com.
Co.uk.
Motherfucker. Or you can send a letter to 65.
Didn't I say that? What?
And the postcode for that is TF75DH.
Fuck's sake.
Alternatively, if you're aware of the concept of a red room, then there's an entire red house that just makes snuff pornos.
Bonjour.
It's not that it's deliberately snuff pornos either. It's just most of the people who use it do die on site due to their age.
In the soup pâté suite.
Or in the fuck clinic.
The fuck clinic.